Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome. This is a few times a year I do my cheshbon nefesh out loud. I like to give mussar to myself. You're all invited to come listen, of course. I'm pretty harif with myself. To be honest with yourself, we all know that you have to be honest. So it's good. It's more, I mean, a person's not allowed to embarrass himself, but you have to be a person to embarrass yourself. So there you go. You're the first step of taking ourselves down. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Shabbos. Every Shabbos is Din of Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos, for those who haven't seen it. Everyone here. Shabbos. All right, it's a wild night. Wild night. What was tonight? Wow, look at these. This we know. We don't know the Gemara Shabbos, but Nitalna, we know, right? Very good, very good. Yeah, tonight, yeah. Yeah, that's that. Halavai. That should be the only thing I'm listening. Shalom Rabbeinu. He came. We'll speak a little bit about a cool Torah about Nittel now that I've gotten to learn for the last few hours, so I can finally get some learning in. The Rebbe Mi'apta, okay, this is in Sefer Ole Yaakov. Yaakov V'Siyatin, okay, he was the great V'Siyatin Rebbe, the second to last V'Siyatin Rebbe in Tel Aviv, okay. He was the Rav at a very difficult time in Tel Aviv. He was essentially forced out and got a visa and made his way out to Eretz Yisrael from Husiatin to Vienna to Eretz Yisrael to Tel Aviv, where there's no Hasidim left, but his clothes still stands till this day on Rehov Bialik, the main street, where actually a city hall is, in the old city hall in Tel Aviv. Believe it or not. Okay, does anyone know the Hasidim? Oh, you don't know, so I'll tell you. The Hasidim, actually, many of the Hasidim, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, did not move to Yerushalayim Dafka. They moved straight into Tel Aviv, because Yerushalayim was full of Avodah Zarah. Churches everywhere, and Tel Aviv was clean at the time. Now, whatever. Now they're all living in Yerushalayim. So, B'nai Brak. Rav Mi'apta. The Apta Rav, the great O of Yisrael, okay, who's the family, his great-grandfather, Haya Omer Barosha, great-great-great-grandfather. Haya Omer Barosha Shana Shalom Asolam. Rosh Hashanah Shalom Asolam. What's that?
New Year's,
okay. This time there's two. Why is it New Year's? New Year's, that was his second time. He died on Nithil and born, and it's all connected. It's all one Rosh Hashanah, and then Shiva Simechuva, and Sarah Simechuva, and then you have, of course, Rosh Hashanah Tova, everyone, you know, Rosh Hashanah. Shalom Asolam. So on New Year's, Yitain Hashem, and the Apta Rav used to say this, Yitain Hashem Shemayom Techeo Shana Tova LeYisrael. From this day, should be Shana Tova LeYisrael. He would say that on New Year's. What? He was from, I thought. So he was. Let's see what the Yitain Rebbe explains why he said that. A Hezber Lazeh. Here is the explanation. Barosh Hashanah Shal Yisrael. Okay, an hour Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you may not know when that is. Anyone know? Wow. What night is it again? Himsoakim Lashem. Nice, Donnie. Himsoakim Lashem. What do we scream out to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Am Yisrael screams out, Chadesh Aleinu Shana Tova. Right? We say that over and over. Avinu Malkeinu. Chadesh Aleinu Shana Tova. Give us a good year. Help us out. Ach lo tamid atzaka mikubel. Not always our screams, our cries, accepted by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Biglau riboy akatrogim, because of all the things that Kodesh Baruch Hu is like, oh, you want me to give you a good year? Well, naughty, 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 not so nice. Okay, you did all these things throughout the year. Don't expect me to come through your chimney. And he says, achlo tamid atzaka mikubel biglau riboy akatrogim. A lot of us have not the best things. It's like you do like the worst things. You get into drugs and don't keep Shabbos, religion. You go up to your mom and you're like, hey, can I have a car? She's like, get out of here. What do you want from me? We're not mekubal. Mea uma yisraelit nidrash yotem asher nidrash mishar umas. And not only that, but from the Jewish nation, we are held in a higher level, and Kadosh Baruch Hu expects more from us. Okay, that's something that we see in the world. The world expects more from us. Right? From Hamas, they could be killing everyone. They could be stabbing Jews, and the world will say, two Jews were killed, two Arabs were murdered. Of course, we all know it. We see it in the New York Times every day, unfortunately. But that's because the world holds us to a higher standard. Okay? It's unfair, but it is what it is. B'nei b'chor Yisrael Amar Hashem u'me'a b'chor darshim yeter she'is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dorish more from us. The yeter oz, more strength, more koach, more hard work. Ve'in adrisha azos mitmale b'ofen maspik. Ach b'vor Rosh Hashanah shalom esolam, but when New Year's comes, I have those she'b'nei mitlabet. There's a difference. There's a difference. It's a strong difference. We see the strong difference. What's the strong difference? Yisrael b'le Rosh Hashanah shalo mashmiyim b'yir yachad b'kol Hashem aretz meloa. Am Yisrael, at least once, maybe twice a year, comes together and we go to Kadosh Baruch Hu one day a year and we're like, we're not that bad today. Help us, save us, give us a good year. You're the melech, melech, ha-melech. But what? V'umas sa'olim v'valim le'Rosh Hashanah shalom b'holos m'ulei taivasim. What do they do? Thank you, God. We should have a great year. L'chaim, New Year's. Let's kiss. Have l'chaim. They don't say l'chaim. Cheers. Etc. More of these until they wake up 3 in the afternoon because they have no work that day. And complain that there's no hangover cures in the world. What do? They go after the taivas. We know that. Okay, that's the thing. Okay, we've all seen the ball drop before. Okay, there's literally a term for partying, let the ball drop, okay? For partying, okay? That comes from New Year's. When the ball drops. Umina roisha kabbala zos tevata kola katrogim. Tvilasim vitzakasim shah yisrael v'rosh hashan shalem tekubalim metzar achshav vitzakasi shamat mivnei kshav. Zot hayach onis arv me'apt zetzal barman techel miyom shana teva. And he says, he sat in the Rebbe's chus yagin aleinu, the Ole Yaakov, he says, and because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, this is the Yemosa Olam, what they do in their Rosh Hashanah, and this is what the Jews do in their Rosh Hashanah. This is what they do on their Yom Kippur, and this is what the Jews do on their Yom Kippur. And you know what? Maybe I'll accept them now. It's a bit after, but maybe I'll give them a second chance. That's why the Abt Rav would say, Yitein Hashem Shema Yom Teichel Shana Tova L'Yisrael. Mei Hayom. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at us. Look what they do on their Shana Tova. Look what we do on our Shana Tova. So everyone should have. Techel Shana Tova L'Yisrael. Amen. Down to the Parsha. Wild Parsha. I say that about every Parsha, so it doesn't help. But it's a wild Parsha. And every year, I go back to the same Pasuk. Oh, same Pesukim, over and over again. And they bother me, and they bother me, even with the reasons they have. Shimon V'Levi Achim Klei Chamas Mecharateim. Perek Mem Tet, Pasuk Hey, not Pasuk Zayin. Shimon V'Levi, what's going on here? Yaakov Avinu is on his deathbed. All his kids are around. All 12 kids, plus Ephraim Menashe. And he's giving them his last blessings, his last everything. And he says, Shimon V'Levi, Achim, Shimon V'Levi, you guys are brothers. You guys are a little duo over here. Klei Chamas Mechorateim. You're violent people. People of the sword. Klei Chamas. B'sodim al tavo nafshi b'kalam. Conspirators, you're on your own. And my nefesh shouldn't be upon your kal. Al teched kvodi. My covered, my honor should not be one with your honor. Ki ba'apam hargu ish u'birtzono mikrushor. Because that time... Even that time, you killed people, and you even killed their animals. I'm talking about Shechem here, for those who don't know. Shechem. Shimon V'Levi going to Shechem after Dinah, and they want revenge, and they wipe out Shechem. Wipe him out. Boom. And finally, Yaakov Avinu gives his bracha and says, Arur apam! Cursed be you! Ki az v'yavartem ki kashata. Because your wrath, it's harsh, you're terrible. You guys are too hard, you're too difficult. Cursed be you. And what's my bracha to you? Achel kem b'Yaakov. I'm going to split you out throughout Yaakov, throughout all the nation of Yaakov. V'afitzim b'Yisrael. And I'm going to spread you out throughout all of Israel. And how does that come to play? Shimon V'Levi have no chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Zero chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? We know that. Shimon V'Levi had no land. We could look at a Tanakh map. Till this day, they have no land. They never had land, their own land, in Eretz Yisrael. Now let's take a step back. Yaakov Avinu, on his deathbed, giving brachos to all his kids, says this to the great Shimon and Levi before he dies. Is there his last words to Shimon and Levi? Makes no sense, to me at least. You say, like, you might have done some bad things, but I hope you get better. These are Shimon and Levi. We know them to be tzaddikim. We know these are Shimon and Levi. No one in the Torah doesn't say Shimon v'Levi, Esav, it doesn't bring them together. Shimon v'Levi, they're counted as the Shvatim for a reason. Shimon v'Levi. And Yaakov Avinu says, you guys are violent, you guys are bad, you did the wrong thing, and you're not going to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and my kavod won't even be upon you. Wild. Wild. Rashi says over here, brings down the whole thing. For those who have seen Rashi, brings down why, what they did with Shechem and everything, what that means to separate them. I'm going to take a look at Shimshon Fulhirsch, okay? Not a chassid, what? You can listen anyway. Okay? My favorite psychologist, Shimshon Fulhirsch, as the Israelis call him, Rasher Hirsch. Okay, if you hear that, they're talking about Shimshon Fulhirsch. Takes time getting used to it. It just doesn't flow. Chelkem b'Yaakov v'afitzim b'Yisrael. The bracha, quote-unquote, that the curse, arur apam, the last words of Yaakov to Shimon and Levi. Chelkem, I'm going to throw you out into Yaakov and spread you around Yisrael. You're not going to have your own chelek. Kavanas hamchalek einenu lachlish davar shehaya shalem atko. What is mechalik? It's not to change anything or to make you worse or make you better in any way. Ela lechalik davar yakar l'man yisku b'rabim k'chol afshar. Rather, it's lechalik, to separate the good in you from the bad in you. K'negdo hamafitz mechalik davar shalem mifrat. And what did you try to do? You yourself were mechalik, so we're going to try and be mechalik. Says, this is a very nice melamed zchus, we're going to be mechalik on my kids that they're going to try and separate the good and the bad, even though that's not what the pasuk says. It's not what the pasuk says. Yaakov, demus im Yisrael begalus. Now, it says, achelkem be Yaakov. Rafitzem be Yisrael. It says Yaakov and then it says Yisrael. Why? Why didn't it say Achelkem be Yisrael? Rafitzem be Yisrael. Achelkem be Yaakov. Rafitzem be Yaakov. Why? Strange. So Yaakov, we know, is known. Okay, it's not Chassidus. It's Shimshon Fulhirsch, you can believe it. Okay? Yaakov is referred to, when you say Yaakov, Bnei Yaakov, we're talking about the Galus. Am Yisrael and the Galus. Why? Simply, Bnei Yisrael. Yisrael is the name of the land. So when they're not in Yisrael, they're not Bnei Yisrael. That is another toe for another time of why we were called Bnei Yisrael, even in Galus. But it's a question. Why should we be called Bnei Yisrael in Galus? We should be called Bnei Yaakov. We're not Bnei Yisrael. We're Bnei Yaakov. So that's what represents Toch HaShvele V'Redifus Yisrael Demus Im Yisrael B'Nitzuchoto Shezacha Bo Midei Akel. Hilkach, therefore. HaSakona Nishkefet Dekam Averet Zamam Shoshum V'Levi Kayemet Rak B'Zman HaPricha Shalam. When is the sakana of Shimon v'Levi a problem? When it's Yisrael. Achelkem be Yaakov, separate yourselves from Yaakov, that's the curse, he says. But when it's time for Geula, Zman ha'pricha shel ha'am, b'shashu me'haver tzibur chazak, ha'alol menakel lehimashech achre ha'shpash shnei ha'shvatim l'luchadim. Then these two, Shimon v'Levi, these two shvatim, stand up all of a sudden, and they become the great ones, because they're the ones that are defending the borders. They're the ones who are standing up for Am Yisrael at the time of Geula. But when it's not a time of Geula, when it's a time of this, it's not good. Their issues and their problems, and they're killing everyone in Shechem, and they're making this whole ruckus. Amaleim akaris kocham. And when they're complete, they know their koach. Regesh haklal boer bekirba. It's clear that Shimon and Levi have feeling,
things bother them. Fikach b'Yisrael afitzem. That's why, when is he going to send them out? Afitzem. I'll send you out, spread you out, when they're in Yisrael. And when is it achelkem? It says, b'Yisrael afitzem, b'medina ha-Yehudit. You can't say that b'medina ha-Yehud, this doesn't sound right. B'medina ha-Yehudit, ha-parechas yu-mefuzarim. When there's a Jewish state, that's when we're going to send you out. That's when we're going to spread you around, in a positive way. V'kachayu, Levi lo natal chelek ba'aretz. And we know that Levi didn't have a chelek in land. Shimon only had a chelek in Yehuda. Very good. Something, there's something there. Skip a little bit. Nachlos Shimon haita, muvelos b'nachlos Yehuda. Like you guys said, Shimon was betoch Yehuda. V'hu hayatoloi kulo b'sheves chazakze. Yehuda, a strong shevet. Where was Yehuda? Here, we're in Yehuda. Shalaim. The kach haita hashpas hamedinos hamedinis shoshimon v'levi mushtekas kulo b'shas haparicha. Ulam, begalos. But in galos, asher lachatz agoro midakes hakol, it's bad. It's bad in galos. We know that. We've all went to Poland here, pretty much. V'uma atzma mefuzeret, and the nation is spread out all across the world as krova sakana, and therefore there's more danger. Shekol hakara atzmis te'abed, and nobody even recognizes who they are. Am I a Jew? Am I an American? Am I Australian Jew, an American Jew, an Orthodox Jew, a modern Orthodox Jew, a religious Jew, a communist Jew, everything, etc., etc., etc. Ashkenazi Jew, Sephardi Jew. That's all begullus. Okay, here we were all just once upon a time Jews. Okay, then who the heck am I? Oh, so I'm from this place. I'm a German Jew. That means I like time. I'm not a German Jew. I don't like time. Like, it's wild. I'm not a German Jew.
You look so.
My dad's from Germany, actually. Believe it or not, I'm actually half German. Can't you tell? Blonde hair, blue eyes. Mean Tolo, Bo. Fikach Chelkem B'Yakov. Fikach, therefore, I'm going to spread them out in Yaakov. When they're in Yaakov, what happens? We lose ourselves. We lost ourselves. This is everything that we have. Most of the problems we have today is because of the galus. A lot of the good things also we have today is because of the galus. But a lot of the problems we have is because of the galus. Who am I? This guy? It's all because of the galus. They were Jews, okay? They were bad Jews and they were good Jews, okay? You could always be a better Jew or a worse Jew, but there are bad Jews and good Jews, okay? Those were the Jews, okay? Bad Jews, good Jews. L'man yuchal gam Yehudia, no del krucha l'habis b'gaiva krucha ha-Europi. He says exactly like in Europe right now, he's sitting in Germany himself. Ve'eluhu shehushpal ad eifer v'zoram bin agoyim, yishma l'kar so atzmim t'al regesh ha-klau. Afatz Hashem v'leim d'yans v'yudis, hevia b'ikvoseh es chalukas b'galos. But Shimon v'Levi, when we get back to Geula, they're the ones who are going to remind us, you're a Jew. You're not this city, you're not this type, you're a Jew. You're not that type of Jew, this type of Jew, you're a Jew. That's going to be Shimon v'Levi. You think you're better, you think you're different, you're a Jew as well. Okay? Okay? Hitler also tried to remind us about that. Let's not forget. Okay? He even made us all look the same. Just to remind us. Fatzal Shimon v'Levi Medinas, like we said, Sdaka Iman Asay Imanu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shek Bekol Mekomos Mepuzerenu Ayir Beinu Gam Bnei Shimon v'Levi. And it's actually a bracha that we had Shimon v'Levi in the Galus, because they were also the ones in the Galus to remind us, you're a Jew, and don't forget, they were in the Warsaw Ghetto fighting the Nazis and saying, we're the Jews fighting you. Okay, we're not just some Pintleid, a Jew over here and a Jew over there. Where the Nazis fighting? Not a Freudian slip. We are the Jews, okay? We fight back. We don't deal with your garbage. It doesn't matter which type of Jew we are, and we know there were all types of Jews in the Warsaw Uprising.
In
In any time, we don't know what Sheva we're. What Sheva are we from? What do we know? Okay, if you're not a Kohen, you're not a Levi. You have no idea. Okay, pretty much. If you do, that's impressive. But if not, we all have Shimon and Levi inside of us. It's that time that you're willing to stand up, and that's a new thing. Jews did not stand up for themselves in the Gullus. When we stand up as a Jew, when we're ready to be proud to be a Jew and say, I'm a Jew, to stand up, that's when we're Shimon V'Levi. That's Shimon V'Levi in the Geula. That's being a part of the Geula right now as we speak, when we're saying we're standing up to these things, I'm a Jew. Being proud. Okay? A lot of us are not proud to be Jews. You're not Shimon V'Levi. You have to be the good Shimon V'Levi. And he says, based on this, that it's a bracha. A bracha. That they're the ones who are going to save you, Shimon V'Levi. They're the ones who are going to save you. Shimon V'Levi. They're going to be the ones who are going to remind you that you're a Jew. And the Shimon V'Levi inside of you are going to remind you that you're a Jew. You're not them. You're a Jew. I don't think I said it enough times. Practice. I'm talking about practice. That we're going to move on to the next piece. Something that still bothers me about that is the pasuk says, "Arur apam, cursed are you." So, is it a bracha? I don't know. Still doesn't sit too well with me. Tzadik HaKohen from... Who said it? Lublin. Shabbat. Tzadik HaKohen from Lublin, the great Rav Tzadok, okay? The Sfarim are everywhere. Afitzim b'Yisrael. Favorite of Rav Hadari's, actually. Very difficult Sfarim. And he has a sefer called Machshava Scharetz, Sharp Mind. Difficult sefer. And he speaks about this a little bit. But he brings to a different point. V'heima Achadasar Arurim. Where is this? Where's the Achadasar Arurim? The 11 curses. Anybody know? Anybody? The 11 curses. Where is there 11 curses in one place in the Torah? Tocha, which Tochacha? In Parshas? Kisavo. Very good. Parshas Kisavo. But there's 11 curses. It's when that guy's speaking really fast. Okay, that part. The curses. So there are 11 curses over there, if you didn't know. 7 Arurim. 11 Arurim, excuse me. Shehem Neged Ashvatim. Which are Neged Ashvatim. What's the question on that? 12 Shvatim, exactly. And there are 11 Arurim. What does that mean? Rashi brings down over there, for those of us who have done our Shnai Mikra last year, which is probably not Shana Aleph, so I don't know who did that, but cool. Shimon Shalot. Uperish Rashi to Shimon Shalot Baruchu Lo Maro Negdo Gamkin. What does Rashi say? Shimon didn't get a bracha, so therefore he doesn't get a curse. It's a good answer. He got his curse over there. The other curse is Aro Pam, Ki Afitzim Yaakov, Ki Achelkem B'Yakov V'Afitzem B'Yisrael. That's the curse. So there are 12 curses, just a different place in Torah. We know the Torah is not in chronological order. Parshas HaBracha, Parshas Zos HaBracha, Perish Tebircha Shimon Kalula B'Yehuda. And in Parshas Zos HaBracha, it's brought down that the Bracha of Shimon is in Yehuda's Bracha. Okay? What's Yehuda's Bracha? Comes right after Shimon's. Right after Shimon's, the Bracha. Yehuda, Tayoducha Checha, Yadcha Be'orif Oivecha, Yishtacha V'lecha B'nei Avicha. You're going to be the greatest. Arya Yehuda Miterif, you're going to be the lion. B'nei Alita, Karetz, we all know. And where does Yehuda end up? Sheva Yehuda? Right here, Beis HaMikdash. Sheva Yehuda. Right here. For those in America listening to this, we're not at the Beis HaMikdash right now, but we're working on it. And he says, V'nir Ali, the Gam, the Inyan, Harur, and Cain. So too, the other way. Lehefach, the Achisar, and the Yehuda, Kol, B'Shimon. The other way, just like Shimon is included in Yehuda's Brachos. By the way, how is Shimon included in Yehuda's Brachos? Because
he got a portion in Yehuda's.
He lives literally in Yehuda's palace. Okay, Shimon is within Yehuda. Shkoyach, Rabbi Aronoff. But he says the opposite way, that Yehuda's chisaron, Yehuda's has also a chisaron. And that's included in Shimon's. B'shneim klum yachad gam b'nachlas deres Yisrael. And the two of them, just like Rabbi Aronoff said over here, that they're both in the same place in Eretz Yisrael, their nachla is the same. V'achisaro nikar b'shimon b'ma'as ha'shitim. V'atikun b'Yehuda b'malchus beis David. What's the tikkun of Yehuda? Malchus beis David. Right? He fixes himself. He gets the base of Mikdash. Malchus beis David. U'shneim chad koach ha'gvura d'kedusha. Elosh she'itzal Shimon mitzad izgalus ha'chisaro nikar bo nikra af. What is Shimon's whole thing? He says, like he said, hidgalus ha'chisaron. Reviewing other people's chisronos. Because of Shimon, we can now figure out what problems we have. Because you can never fix yourself if you don't know what problems you have. Okay, a lot of us like to not think about our problems because then we're perfect. If you don't have problems, you don't remember them, you don't think of them, then you don't have any, right? No. So Shimon comes out and says, you stink, Shechem, I'm going to kill you all. Right? What he does, Shimon, the whole idea of Shimon is to remind us of the chisronos. And he reminded Shimon, and because Shimon fixed him, because Yehuda fixed himself, Yehuda is zochet malchus beis David. That's why he lives within Yehuda. To continue to remind him what malchus beis David is. You have it there. Shimon won't accept anything else but the best. But the best. Shneim chadkoch ha'gvurud kedusha. They're like that guy who's in charge and his secretary reminds him, don't eat that, don't eat that. That's not good for you. This is good for you. Elo she'itzo Shimon mitzad izgalus ha'chisaron ha'nikar bo nikra af, k'mo she'nemar. And that's why the pasuk says, ki she'nemar arur apam ki oz. Apam, af. Af. This is another bad thing in you. And this is af. Reminding you that there's always an af. Even this and that, reminding you about your chisronos, which we need to find within ourselves. Tukuf kaso negra motzi the baal shevet yaki amakir b'yoter kedushas Yisrael, and it's not because he realizes the chisronos, Shimon, it's because he realizes how holy you are. That he's pointing out the bad things that you're doing aren't you. What you're doing isn't you. That's what Musar is supposed to be. This is the wrong thing because you can do better, not because it's the wrong thing. It is the wrong thing, but it's the wrong thing for you because you can do better. Because it's better that you can do with yourself. Rav Tzadok Milublin. It stays me to top five Torahs of all time, in my opinion, of all time, okay, on my personal MVP list. And this is the only one I remember from my top five, because I'm just saying top five because it's really good. I don't even remember the other four. That's how good this one is. You heard this from me, I don't care, because if I could, I'd put this in every shiur I ever give. But I can't, because, well, I guess I can. I'll think about it. The Mor of a Shemesh. Who's the Mor of a Shemesh? Very good. Very good. Okay, we're going to do Shemesh. Kolonimus Kalman Halevi Epstein. Okay? A Talmud of? No? Wild guess though. Talmud of? Where's that? You know? Talmud of? Say it. Just say the person that I like to say. You know it. There you go. Talmud of Melech. There you go. Talmud of Melech. Talmud of Melech Mendezhansk. From Krakow, one of the great Talmudim. The Mor of a Shemesh. Kolonim is common. Halevi. Halevi. Shimon of Halevi. Halevi Epstein. It's bothered him. Levi. This is his bracha. He writes a lot. So we'll get to the crux of it. Because, I don't know, my watch literally says guess on it and has no numbers. Okay. It's a real chassid's watch right there. I'll get there. V'nachzor le'inyonenu. This is it. This is the Torah. This is it. So I said it last year, I'll say it to you, I'll say it every day. Nachzor l'inyoneinu. Shimon v'Levi, l'fi madregasim, shehayu b'madrega gedola. We know that Shimon v'Levi were the great Shimon v'Levi, the two of the Shvatim, okay? These are, we think of like the baseline of amazing Judaism. It's Yaakov and his kids, the Shvatim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses, with these 12 people, I'm going to make Am Yisrael. not with Yitzchak, not with Avram. With Yaakov and his kids, he says, I'm going to make it with these people. I'm going to spread it out from these people. Shimon Velevi. They were on these crazy high madrigas, he says. Obviously. But really high madrigas. The Hayu Obdimas Hashem B'Yira Amitis. They would be Oved Hashem. They would be Oved Hashem B'Yira Amitis. With a real Yira, a fear of God, a mamash of pachad, a Yira. Fear of God, no one else. Aideken ayu bekas al ovde avera ki adumi masashchem. Therefore, anyone who went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who did an avera, which is not the Ratzon Hashem, anyone who did that, they'd be really angry. They'd be very angry at them. For example, Shechem. One thing to Dina, wipe out the city. Wipe them out. So you wipe out a city like that. Wipe them out. We all know the story. We probably all don't know the story, but whatever. We should all get to know the story. They killed every man. They couldn't live with creations. They couldn't live with the people in Shechem because they did an Avera. One, whatever, a few people did an Avera. They said, kill and knock him out. They couldn't live with Brios. They couldn't live with people. It didn't work for them. How you near him? They're always upset with creations, upset with the world, upset with everyone. Stop doing Averas. What are you doing? I'll kill you. And the truth is, the Torah is the right way. And they're right. What are you doing? In Avera for. What are you doing? I'll kill you. V'zeu she'amar lam Yaakov Avinu. And this is what Yaakov says to them in his beautiful blessing. Beautiful blessing. Shimon V'Levi. Shimon V'Levi, you guys, achim klei chamas mechartayim. You guys are a duo, right? Shehim tamid b'yira gedola. Klei chamas. You guys are fear, you're pachad. You're fighting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're B'yira G'dola. You're in this great fear of God. They're always angry at themselves too. Why didn't I get up a minute earlier? Why didn't I learn this Tosfos better? Why wasn't I closer with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's always more. There's always more. Why wasn't I this? Why wasn't I that? They were angry at themselves as well for not being perfect. And here it is, brothers. Here it is. Here it is. Vayikra, listen up. Vayikra b'lashon Ashkenaz. This is referred to in Lashon Ashkenaz, Frum. This is called Frum, says Mor v'Shemesh. Pei reish vav mem sofit. Vayikra b'lashon Ashkenaz, Frum. Vayideken iyefshar lehem lisarev imabrios. They can't be with other people. They can't. They can't deal it. I can't. I can't deal with their averas. I can't deal with my own averas. I can't deal with it. I'm too from. And they need to be on their own in the end because they can't. This person does averas. That person does averas. Even when they know they do averas and I do averas too. But this person does averas. Kill him. V'zeu besod demal tovo nafshi. She'ein ritzone bahem. Everything's negative. Marashchora is a dark, dark, bitter thing. And they says, Alt kvid kvodi, don't put my honor on you because you have no honor for yourself. Yaakov says, I'm not putting al tachyed, al, don't put it with one with my honor, because you don't have honor for yourself. It's not that I'm not giving you my honor to be one with me, it's you're not accepting my honor. You're saying, who the heck am I? I do this aveira, and I do that aveira. Who am I to be one with the Kaddish Baruch Hu? Who am I to be one with Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? Who am I to be one with this kid who learns way better than me? You can shtuk a Rashi in 5 seconds, and I'm still working on how to read Nekudos. Who am I? Yaakov's not saying, I'm not going to put it with you. Yaakov's just saying, you aren't putting it with me. You're not accepting my honor. Peirush techaru lashon simcha. You need to be happy. You need to be happy about it. Milashon v'yachid yitro ki agam shefel lefamim. And even when we do put ourselves with a person, we try to be miyachid with someone else. Right? I'm going to compare myself to this person. Be miyachid with him. Look at him. Either he's the worst, or he's way better than you. There's no middle ground. There's no middle ground for us. Either this person is like, wow, he's like top of the year, and I wish I could read like him, and he's the greatest. Or, this guy doesn't even wake up for chakras. Who the heck is he? What does he do? He knows nothing. He's a bum. He's doing it for his resume. It does work. Mashem bekas kokach umipnei oz. Ve'ein oz el Torah. Shem oz liyamo yitein. V'yavartem, and the Pasuk says, V'yavartem ki kashta v'yisa b'medrash rabba avartem. Yanenu v'ledvarim avartem is difficult. We don't know the lavor. To get over something is difficult. They're hard. Ki kashta mach b'shem b'yir gedola. Again, this incredible yir gedola, fear of God. But no one else. Unless it's not them, or it's you, or it's me. Akena yim koas mal atzmam. Again, angry at themselves. Shenidma lehem she'avru aleizu devar ve'ira kanal. Hagamshu kechut asar. Even if it's the smallest thing, it wasn't even really avera. Who the heck am I? What am I doing? I'm nothing. Why, you think I can be this? I'm nothing. Kanal, Akein Amar, and here comes the bracha. Achelkem b'Yaakov. Achelkem b'Yaakov. V'afitzem b'Yisrael. I'm going to split you up within Yaakov and spread you out within Yisrael. Dehainu she'eh mi'ureves. The etam imabrios, beinim anoshim shem b'madrig kitana, minikurim b'leshen Yaakov, uveinim anoshim shem gedola, minikurim b'shem Yisrael. Yaakov referred to the simplest Jew, that even if you don't know you're a Jew, you're still related to Yaakov. Therefore, you're a Jew, but you could be on the lowest level. Madriga kitana. Yisrael, you know, you're part of Am Yisrael, you're connected to Yisrael, the one who became Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the greatest of the Jews. And what does he say? I'm going to spread you out and split you up between everyone. Because you don't know how to live with people, I'm going to teach you how to live with people. You're not going to get your own chelek and make your own shtetl and make your own perfect Aryan world over here, Shom Levi. That's not going to happen. I'm going to force you out into the rest of Brios. I'm going to make you live with the dumbest, worst, best Jews, and I'm going to make you live with the greatest tzaddikim, and you're going to have to learn to live with them. You're going to have to learn to live with them. In kulam, you data mi'ureves b'hem. To live with everyone. V'yu tamid b'simcha v'zavod shleima. And that's my bracha to you, Yaakov. My bracha to you is that you should stop being from. Stop being so from. Stop looking at this person and saying, I need to be that. Or stop looking at this person and saying, I can't be this. I can't be that. That's not what it's about. It's not about being from. It's about living with brios. It's about accepting who this person is and how you can be the Shimon that Tzadok told us. Help this person who maybe is having trouble. Wake him up if he is having trouble. And if this person is way higher than you, instead of saying, there's no hope for me, get through this Rashi, this guy's already through five Masechtas. Get through five Masechtas. And if you can't, ask him, help me get through five Masechtas. And when he says no, tell him, I don't have a chelek, help me out. Shimon V'Levi is inside all of us. So I give all of us a bracha. We shouldn't be from. We shouldn't be so from. We should be stark. We should know when and who we are to never be hard on ourselves. Because when you're hard on yourselves, you're only going down, down, down. You're never going up. And to stop comparing ourselves. Because he only has this great thing so that he can help you. And he is only less than you, quote unquote, so that you can help him. So start opening your eyes. Stop looking at your selfish selves. And start picking yourselves up. A lot of time left in yeshiva.
Most of us. Whatever, some guys decided to leave me early. I'll never forgive them. Who else? Hi, everyone. They're not here, Muslims. So. No, you don't count. You're kfar and you're in Gullah. So. Everyone should have a good Shabbos. And Mazel tov on the Siyum.